Now we have an update on a story that we first broadcast 2 years ago. It's about an Iraqi translator who fled his country because of death threats and a California National Guardsman who's gone to great lengths to help him. Both now find themselves building new lives after leaving Iraq. NPR's Deb Amos has their story.
Hello.
Still on active duty, California National Guardsman Juan Estrada is a compact man, short and fit. I met him at his new house, sparsely furnished, in Antioch, California. He's just moved in. Ali Jaber and his wife, Sura, are here, too. Estrada helped them with a job, a driver's license, a car. In a way, it's a role reversal. Estrada is Ali's translator, a guide for the difficult transition to American life.
Because they came to live with us. I set them up a room in the house, this little room in this peaceful world near my family. But they didn't accept that. I really did make a choice at that point.
Estrada says he split with his wife and college-age son and daughter. They never did understand why he brought the Iraqis home. The long separations of military life had been a strain. The new guests led to the final break. Estrada bought a house for himself and his new Iraqi family. His wife and children were convinced that this was some delayed reaction to the war.
I said, hey, this is the right thing to do. I'm sorry you're uncomfortable and you don't understand Arabs or whatever that might be. You know, even in our reunion, Ali is a reminder, a good reminder, of something good that we did over there.
That reunion is a gathering of Iraqi war veterans. A weekend of fishing and outdoor cooking in the Delta region east of San Francisco.
No, it's got to burn down a little bit. But when it's ready, I'll know.
This Guardsman unit meets once a year. Most have returned to civilian life, added pounds, gained a few more children. There are new marriages, more divorce. The yearly retreat is part therapy, says Mike Gorski.
We tell the same stories every year and go over the same things, but the Army's changed, we've changed.
They look after each other more, says Gorski. Iraq brought them closer together.
So I think what Iraq has taught me is the key is really focusing on the family and keep that bond. As Americans, I think we've lost the boat on the family.
Ali and his wife are part of this family now. The former Iraqi translator has learned volleyball. His wife, Sura, joins the game. Her transformation is more remarkable, from the quiet young woman in a headscarf I met in Jordan 2 years ago to a confident English speaker, hair flying, uncovered, smashing the ball over the net. Guardsman Dean Shreve offers Ali advice about a college program.
If you can get into the school program, we can cover it. It's not that expensive. We can make it.
Offering financial support, he knows the others will back. This is a significant effort, considering most refugees resettled in the U.S. are struggling in the downturned economy, some desperate because they've become homeless and others have gone back to Iraq. Juan Estrada doesn't want that to happen to Ali and Sura.
The Iraq War is a chapter in my life. Iraq is part of my life. Does that make sense? And that's because of them.
It was so important to you to help an Iraqi who had helped you, mm-hmm. that you were willing to sacrifice a relationship with your own family for it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
We broke Iraq, and now we have to fix it, offers Estrada in a way of explanation. He's been called up for duty in Baghdad again. He leaves in a few months' time. Then Ali will worry about Estrada in such a dangerous place.
Now you and an American are as close as a father and a son.
You tell this story to everyone, you won't believe it. See, I can't believe that an American, individual American soldier helped an Iraqi translator. Never happened. But see, this great guy, he just stayed with me till now, to this moment. And I really appreciate it.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antioch, California.